Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob McClain. Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and Monday. Can't trust that day alohas to you. Here we go, getting underway with the most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mac Show, lovingly referred to as the 5 o'clock follies. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Great to have you along. Great to be back with you after a few days off last week. And my thanks to Jim Bohannon and Tara for filling in for me last week while I was out dealing with a medical situation. Great to be back. And mucho thanks and appreciation for all the thoughts, kind words, and prayers for my baby doll, Brenda. And I'm happy to report that she came through her surgery just fine and is recuperating nicely. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just use the Ingalls Advantage call-in number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address remains, as always, bob@1063word.com. The last hour of the program, I was talking about what they are referring to in Hong Kong as Z's disease, referring to the Chinese president. And I mentioned that my friend Michael Yan, who was over there in Hong Kong, had sent an email earlier this morning saying, make sure to get NIOSH certified N95 masks now. And in checking with Zero Hedge, some of my sources, including Fox Mulder, made me aware of the fact they are rarer than hen's teeth already. Places like Home Depot are reporting they are sold out of that particular mask. Not good. Let me see if I can quickly bring you up to speed on what has been going on in Washington today. The big story of the day, breaking news, as John Bolton and the NSC attempt to toss a last gasp, desperate Hail Mary pass with the leak. Amazing how that happened. In the report in the New York Times, revealing a bombshell expert from Bolton's forthcoming book that could prove pivotal, according to the story at Fox News, in President Trump's impeachment trial. This all started earlier when the Times came up with this story. The writers of the piece are Hillary Clinton tool Maggie Haberman and Obama hack Michael Schmidt, which is really pretty much all you need to know as far as the slant the piece takes and the utter lack of any shred of journalistic integrity. Did I say journalistic integrity? There's an oxymoron for you. As is typical of this kind of deep state support news fakery, the piece names not a single source, relying instead only on, quote, multiple people. A fact that's not revealed, by the way, until the fourth paragraph in the story. Oh, yeah, and the fact that no one, not one single person at the New York Times has actually seen the galley proofs, as they're referred to, or the manuscript written by former National Security Advisor John Bolton is not revealed until, well, gee, that's funny. It's not revealed anywhere in the piece at all that nobody's actually seen the manuscript. The piece contains no quotes from the alleged Bolton manuscript because the New York Times writers of the story have not seen the book. But there are some, Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, others, who have been squishy on whether or not witnesses will be called in the president's impeachment trial. So what's going on here? Well, this is obviously, as I said, a last gasp effort to sway some of these squishy Republicans and say, well, yeah, let's hear from Bolton. Let's bring some witnesses in here. Again, be careful what you ask for. Now, there's something else afoot in this whole latest conspiracy to try and damage the president. You remember late December, the top guy at the NSC, the National Security Council, the top guy for the Middle East and Russia was essentially frog marched out of the White House. Not even handed the cardboard box, clean out your desk. You're going right now, pal. So why was this guy summarily dispensed with as part of the NSC? He was the top guy for Russia, amongst others. And yet, suddenly his services were no longer required. Is he mixed up in this thing? So let's all guess where these leaks originated from, huh? By the way, all the publication, remember, this guy has marched out of the White House. He's a top NSC guy, right? Any manuscript that is written by someone who has a top security clearance, they have to submit the manuscript to be cleared by, wait for it, the NSC. So, yeah, let's see if we can connect a dot or two here, shall we? Where do these leaks originate from? Well, it just so happens that all publication clearances by the NSC are signed off by Yevgeny Vindman. Does that name ring a bell? As in Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, one of the Trump haters who testified before the House Intelligence Committee? Well, Bobby, they're not related, though, are they? I mean, they share the same last name. Well, actually, Yevgeny is Alexander's twin brother. That was easy. So what does the Bolton book claim? From the Times article, President Trump told his national security advisor in August that he wanted to continue freezing $391 million in security assistance to Ukraine until officials there helped with investigations into Democrats, including the Bidens. No, actually what he was doing was investigating corruption in the Ukraine that happened to involve the Bidens. The Times article continues, the president's statement, as described by Mr. Bolton, could undercut a key element of his impeachment defense that the holdup in aid was separate for Mr. Trump's request that Ukraine announce investigations into his perceived enemies, including former VP Joseph R. Biden Jr. and his son Hunter Biden, who had worked for a Ukrainian energy firm while his father was in office. Boy, that's a diplomatic way of describing how he got paid off for influence peddling to the tune of, what, $80,000 a month to sit on the board of Burisma Energy? Gah! They write these things in such a way to paint them in the most positive light when they're nothing but a bunch of crooks. And the timing of this could not be more obvious. We're headed for the end game here. The Republicans, in their rebuttal of these non-criminal accusations, president hasn't broken any laws. Schiff doesn't say so. Pelosi doesn't say so. They allude to the fact that he may have broken any laws, but he actually is not charged with breaking any laws. No high crimes, no bribery, no misdemeanors, no treason. So what are we doing here? But you know as well as I do that the Democrats' charges are being shot down day by day by the Republicans, his attorneys, defending the president. We're closing in on the end game here. And so they need a last gasp, desperate Hail Mary. And who shows up? John Bolton, whose manuscript is leaked, supposedly, to the New York Times. Although, again, it's on hearsay because the Times hasn't seen it. And the manuscript was sent over to the NSC to be cleared to make sure that sources and methods that should remain confidential are not revealed in the book. And who does the review of the book? Lieutenant Colonel Vindman's twin brother. These people are so obvious, it's ridiculous. 17 after 5. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hoo-ah! Welcome back. Great to have you along. Monday edition, Bobby Mack Show. Our climate change, a.k.a. global warming note for the day. This is from the papers in London. Prince Charles, you remember him, he's the big climate change guy. We only have six more years. We only have nine more months. We only have 23 more days before climate change will be irreversible. That guy. Prince Charles flew 16,000 miles in 11 days using three private jets and one helicopter before proudly posing with Greta Thunberg in Davos. After an impassioned speech on climate change on Wednesday, he took a fourth private jet from Switzerland to Israel. His flight travel totaled over 16,000 miles in less than a fortnight, or 2 weeks, at an estimated cost of £280,000 to the taxpayer. Yeah, but it's all in a good cause. You know, he's saving the planet. By the way, Didn't make the papers over here, but Queen Elizabeth appointed Prince William the Lord High Commissioner to the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland. Yeah. Oh. The title is higher than a prince, but of course not quite as prestigious as Knight Manager of FedEx Kinko's. Something still to strive for. Back to the phones we go. Ken is next. He is up. He is in Spartanburg. Hi, Ken, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Bobby, I appreciate your help here. I've got a question for you. I haven't heard anyone ask.
Okay.
You're gonna be an expert here, possibly.
We'll see.
What is the here's the scare part that I have with regard to these witnesses. The idea that it goes back to the premise that Republicans play checkers and Democrats play chess. So the first thing that came out was, okay, we want these witnesses, and the Republicans say, aha, okay, well, we'll match you for that. Well, that's checkers.
Right.
Chess is when the Democrats know they knew before they said it as to what the Republicans would come back with, and they know that you get Joe Biden, you get Hunter Biden, you get the whistleblower. Those guys are not going to confess, especially Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
He's not been charged with a crime. So if you bring him in to the thing, he's just going to say, hey, I didn't do that. I wasn't there. I don't know. And so you basically screw the whole mess up by bringing these people in.
And in point of fact, what Hunter Biden did probably was not a crime. But what his father did may be another kettle of fish.
Well, it possibility. But again, what is the penalty if you lie before an impeachment court?
Same as lying before a trial judge, because these people who are giving testimony are sworn under penalty of perjury. I believe that's your question, right? They are testifying under penalty of perjury.
Right. Who's going to charge them?
The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States. He's the judge in the impeachment trial.
I don't think he has anything. I think this is one of these little quirky questions that I've never heard. I've never had it. I've never seen it answered for sure. But the Chief Justice makes a point that he doesn't want to get involved in what is the Senate's responsibility.
Yeah, but
so
where,
in this case.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, just understand. Understand.
Yeah, this is all hypothetical. I understand.
Well, absolutely. But I think it's a scare. I'm pretty scared about it. I think they know exactly how this is going to play, and that's why they push for it more and more and more and more. So Joe Biden comes in and he lies about stuff. All right, who is the party that says you're lying and I'm going to charge you with a crime? And so what if they do? Because by the time he gets through lying, Trump will be, you know, he may be convicted.
Well, I doubt that seriously happening. But look, let's say that Biden comes in, and Biden has already admitted to what he did on videotape. How is he going to deny that?
Yeah, I'm saying that, Bob. I don't want to be rough-minded here. I think you're playing checkers. I think you need to play chess with these people and understand that they know exactly who we want to call. Well, they're going to get them in a room, especially the whistleblower, if they get that situation done.
Eric Caramel.
They're going to find a way. They're going to fire questions at him, just like they do with any other type of thing, and he's going to come out smelling like a rose. That's my fear. I'm just saying.
Let's say
he does lie about it. When is he charged, and so what if he is? Because by the time he gets through lying, it ain't going to matter.
I think, and I understand this is all hypothetical. Kim, but I think we're getting the cart way in front of the horse here, because I don't even think realistically that witnesses are going to be called.
I hope not.
Yeah,
hope
me too. Me too. Let's get it over with. Right. Let's get this thing done and over with.
Right. That's my scared problem with the idea that we're going to agree to do witnesses no matter who we bring in.
Yeah, I don't think that Mitch McConnell is going to agree to do that. I think that would be an invitation to disaster. And while I agree to an extent with your contention that Republicans play checkers and Democrats play chess, Donald Trump plays 3D chess.
Yeah, well, I like that too. But I'm just saying, I hope we don't do witnesses.
Yeah, I would hope that we don't either, and I would be surprised if they, if the Republicans and Mitch McConnell and the rest allow that. I think they'd be going down. And as far as Biden, he couldn't testify and say anything other than what he already said on videotape a year or more ago, because that's on the record. Anything else he said would fly in the face and contradict what he'd previously had admitted to. And here's the thing about the whole bogus impeachment trial anyway. Biden is involved in corruption in Ukraine, as probably is the relatives of John Kerry and Nancy Pelosi as well, because the whole place was a corrupt money laundering mess. Donald Trump merely asked the president of Ukraine to look into the corruption there. So for merely asking, Donald Trump gets impeached, and for actually doing the corruption, Biden gets to walk? In what universe does this happen?
Well, again, what I'm worried about is that he can get away with it. I don't know how in the world he would ever get charged with lying. And if he lied, then it's like, who's going to charge him with lying? And when are they going to do it?
Well, at the risk of repeating myself. Thank you, Ken. I appreciate the call. Yeah. At the risk of repeating myself, Biden is already on the record. And if he testifies to anything else, he's perjured himself. And done it in the most visible environment possible. But I understand what you're saying. Is Hillary Clinton in jail? Yeah, right. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Monday.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do, 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday, here on the Bobby Mack Show. So thanks to Ken for the last call. I in that vein, would share with you this piece from Rick Moran today at Pajamas Media. Senate GOP leaders are mulling a quick end to the impeachment trial if the vote to call witnesses fails. Politico, that's the Washington Post, is reporting that Majority Leader Mitch McConnell may use some procedural moves to bring an end to debate and vote for Trump's acquittal if, as expected, the vote to call witnesses fails and Democrats are unable to introduce more evidence or depose more witnesses. The vote to acquit could come as early as Friday, says Senator Tom Barrasso. Quote, the question is going to come to, have you heard enough to make a decision or do you want witnesses? If people say we're ready to vote, we're going to vote right then and there. Barrasso suggested that an actual acquittal vote could take place as soon as Friday if senators don't agree to subpoena additional witnesses or documentary evidence. Look, it's not the Senate's job to conduct the investigation. Constitutionally, it's not. That's the House's job. So if Schiff for brains and Pelosi couldn't get the evidence they needed to make their case, then that's on them. Mitch McConnell and the others in the Senate are under no obligation whatsoever to depose more witnesses or introduce more evidence. So, Joni Ernst from Iowa said, we would, if it fails, no more witnesses, no more documents, and we would, I think, I would imagine then that we would roll into that, referring to going ahead and having a vote. To the phones we go. Let's bring in Mark, who is in Greer. Hi, Mark, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hello, Bob. Well, as always, it seems like, you know, I'm being redundant because you're such a wise man and you're well-informed and you're kind of laying it out there, and I feel like I'm just going to be echoing what you said, but since I waited 10 minutes to get on the phone, I'll give you my 2 cents.
Please do.
Trump, the bottom line is, with regard to the impeachment, is Trump wins.
Yes.
If they can shut it down now, he wins. He walks away. He is not removed from office. And whatever happens, it's like, you know, you tell your 20-something children when they first go out in the business world, nothing good happens after 11 o'clock.
You
go
bet.
To your hotel room. You know, if you know you have won, take your chips off the table. And that's exactly what Trump should do right now.
Yes.
As far as holding the vast conspiracy of crime that the Bidens and every other Democrat for the last 10 years has been involved in, that is what Durham and Barr are supposed to be working on.
Exactly.
I'm
correct.
I'm skeptical, but I hope so. But the place to hold Joe Biden's feet to the fire is not at this impeachment proceeding, which is an absolute farce. And if they end it now, there is not a single person out there that was going to vote for Trump that's going to change their mind.
Yes.
And there may be people that were kind of on the fence that will say, boy, what a farce. And they wasted all this time and made all these bold pronouncements about his absolutely irrefutable guilt.
Right.
And then he was found innocent by the Senate in a week and a half. So, you know,
yeah,
get it over with.
I think you're exactly correct, Mark. I agree on all counts. And further, you know, we're reading a different psalm from the same hymnal here, because the media colluding with the DNC, and let's face it, that's all the media is these days, is the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. They sang the same song during the Mueller investigation. Oh, Mueller will get to the bottom of this Russia collusion. And when he does, the bad orange man is going to be frog marched out of the White House in handcuffs and go directly to prison.
Let me say one more thing. You know, if you watch that 3 hours on Saturday morning, or whatever it was,
right,
2.5 hours,
they destroyed him.
He laid out. Yeah, that is the news that should have been reported if we had a functioning a functioning press in this country. But
agreed.
We don't.
Agreed.
They're a propaganda arm for the Democrat Party, and it should never have gotten this far and would not have gotten this far if it weren't for the fact that the entire establishment media is in the tank and hates Trump.
Yep.
So what do we possibly have to gain by bringing witnesses when you know they're only going to report propagandized versions of witness testimony that makes Trump look bad, and they will never report anything that exculpatory about him?
Nope.
They just won't do it.
Nope.
So get it over with and pull the plug.
I would
agree.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate the call. Meantime, speaking of the media, Fox News poll. They're at it again. These guys might have just, rather than calling themselves Fox News, they had to just call themselves Fox NBC. Story from The Hill. Half of Americans say the Senate should vote to convict and remove President Trump from office, according to a new Fox News poll. Okay. Then how do you explain the president being at like 49% in all the Democrat heavily favored polls that, on his popularity? The survey released yesterday, conducted as the Senate impeachment trial began in earnest, found that 50% of Americans think the Senate should vote to convict and remove Trump. 44% believe the Senate should not vote to remove the president. Jeez. And then they do comparisons with the poll numbers during Clinton's impeachment trial. They are so obvious. Here's listen to this. The Fox News poll is in line with recent surveys on Trump's impeachment and whether the Senate should remove him. Oh, yeah? Well, who did those polls? Oh, CNN. So here's a question. Is there any difference between a CNN poll and a Fox News poll? Other than the header on top that says who did the poll? And this from Mediaite. A just-released Fox News poll offered some dire numbers for President Trump, but if the commander-in-chief was watching Fox and Friends on Sunday morning, he'd think the latest 2020 forecast was all sunshine and rainbows. In the brand-new survey, Trump is shown lagging behind the top six Democrat candidates, in case well behind. The poll has former VP Joe Biden leading Trump by 9 points. Doomberg has a commanding 8-point lead. Crazy commie Bernie has a 6-point lead. Liar Watha, Elizabeth Warren, is up over Trump by 5. South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete Beetlejuice and Senator Amy Klobuchar also lead Trump in the survey. Right. But look, this is like push-polling phone calls that you get. They are trying to convince us, oh, Trump's in trouble. He's in trouble. He's going to be convicted and removed. Look at the polling data. Half of America says so. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Simple as that. When you see those kind of polls, dismiss them as the propaganda they are. This just in from Fox News. The moon is made of green cheese. Yeah, right. Thank you, Fox News. You used to be, you know, you really used to be pretty good. And here's Chris Wallace now taking this Bolton book manuscript. And, oh, this is devastating news for the president. Jeez. You know, Chris Wallace is a registered Democrat, right? Oh, he didn't? Yeah, yes. Bobby, in on the text line, Mitch McConnell should have tossed this thing as soon as they brought their articles with no crimes. I would agree. But then, you know, the propaganda arm, the media said, oh, it's a whitewash. They're just covering for Trump. We've got all this evidence. What evidence? You got nothing. You got nada. You got zero. You got zilch. Be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As the sun sinks slowly over the western horizon here on the Monday edition of the Bobby Mac Show, Bob and the Bobettes welcome you to today's edition of ATF. And here's Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing True Facts.
Thank you, Gary. And as always, I'm joined for ATF by the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass.
Bonjour.
And little Annie back in the news center.
How y'all doing?
Y'all worried about going gray by any chance? You know, we're getting to that stage in our existence. I got a little of the gray around my temples.
Barely.
Well, scientists have finally figured out why our hair turns gray.
Huh, why, Bobby?
It's stress.
I could see that.
Yeah. Stress makes you go gray, they say. We've all known that forever, but we never knew why. Scientists, however, at Harvard have finally figured it out. Has to do with your sympathetic nervous system. Responsible for your fight or flight response under stress. Turns out that when it becomes activated, it can produce a chemical that attacks the cells that color your hair.
Cool.
And when it happens enough times, your hair goes gray for good. Now you know. Well, Super Bowl is coming up. We can say Super Bowl here because our sister station, ESPN Upstate, will be carrying the Super Bowl. According to the National Chicken Council, Americans will eat a record 1.4 billion chicken wings over Super Bowl weekend.
Wow.
This is bad news for the chicken population.
Aww.
A new survey found they are not the most popular Super Bowl food, however.
Really?
Yeah. That honor goes to chips and dip. 40% plan to serve it or eat it during the Super Bowl. Wings did come in number two, 36%, followed by pizza.
Yay,
always pizza. Good anytime. Nachos.
Isn't that just chips and dip?
Yeah, sort of, I guess.
Tip it's melted.
Yeah. 29% cheese and crackers.
20% chips and dip.
Yeah, me too. Why don't we just quit at chips and dip? Let's just leave them.
Cheese and crackers sounds like chips and dip.
A new study is out. Find there are five types of shopping cart returners. Interesting look at a somewhat mundane topic, but I've thought about it, and you may have as well, when you see the stray cart, lonely, standing there all by itself, abandoned in the parking lot without being returned to the cart rack.
I hate those people.
Do you always return your shopping cart?
Yes.
Or only sometimes?
All the time.
Me too. All the time.
I even walk it back in the store if I'm close enough.
Yeah. I actually, if I'm like Costco, did this last week. Woman is unloading her cart. She's fairly far away. And she turns around and I said, you want me to take your cart back?
Aw.
Yeah.
You're just a sweetheart.
Sometimes. Hey, get that cart out of the way. I'm trying to park here. Well, somebody actually studied this. There are five different types
of shopping cart returners. Here's how it breaks down. People who always return their cart, who knows, sense of obligation or feel bad for making somebody else do it. Never returners, people who never do it and feel like, that's not my job. Besides, it's giving somebody else a job returning these carts. I mean, if everybody returned their cart, that person would be out of work. Yeah. Way to go, Scrooge. Number three, convenience returners, people who only return their cart if the weather's nice or they're parking close to where it's supposed to go. Pressure returners, people who only do it if, somebody's watching, an employee or somebody parked near them. And child-driven returners, meaning parents who make their kids do it or trick them into thinking it's fun. Yeah, it's a game. Yeah, you get to take the cart back. Oh, boy, thanks, Dad. And finally today, what is the most unprofessional thing you have ever done at work?
Oh, boy.
People, there's an open-ended question if ever there was one.
Don't look at me.
Refuse to answer, Your Honor. It's a leading question for the witness. People are sharing theirs on Twitter. Here are some of the answers. Number one, watched porn at work.
Oh, God.
This is, I think they surveyed government workers for this. I'm not sure. Had a Skype interview with another company.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Made cupcakes with X-Lax in them because people kept stealing my lunch.
Oh, a pox wow. of gray hair on you.
Man. Went to the movies, then back to the office to clock out. Double dipper. The girl sitting next to me, you won't believe this. The girl sitting next to me roasted an entire chicken at her desk. That must have smelled real good. Can I have some of the wings? You know, they're. I'll take them and keep them for the Super Bowl. Packed all eight of my students in my car to go see why my man wasn't answering the phone. And finally, a customer told me he was allergic to chives. So I put extra chives in his quesadilla so he'd send it back untouched and I could eat it.
Oh.
There you go. Scratch all of those off your list, will you? See you back for the bonus hour coming up next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.